A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, this Thursday, May the 20th, 2021, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. because of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yes, and today in our Live Talk, the Women's Roundtable segment, we'll be looking at a variety of topics related to COVID-19, seeing that the Minister of Health is saying the confirmed cases so far in the country are 38,500 with 36,300 recoveries and more than 1,500 deaths.
Yes, and they've also said that the second phase of the COVID-19 immunization program is actually going on course. According to them, they say over 600,000 people have been vaccinated for COVID-19 in the country at the moment. So we'll be taking a look at what is going on in Zimbabwe and also worldwide.
Yes, Marvelous. And we have seen that the Minister of Health says the COVID-19 variant that's predominantly found in India was detected in Kwekwe, meaning that the virus is now in Zimbabwe.
And also they've instituted some stringent COVID-19 isolating measures that they say when a person is coming from outside Zimbabwe, now when they get to Zimbabwe, they must have a COVID-19 certificate of 48 hours instead of 72 that was there before. And also, and you should, when you get to Zimbabwe, test negative. And if you are found to be positive or before you have a certificate saying that you are negative, you will be quarantined at your own cost. And the testing will be done at your own cost. So those are some of the changes that they are instituting.
Yes, Marvin, the government has said that specifically people traveling from India or transitioning, they will have to be subjected to mandatory quarantine at the designated quarantine centers, also at their own expense.
Yes, and some people, we had an earlier discussion yesterday. Some of the experts were actually saying the government also needs to cover the issue of those that are coming into the country who have already received both their doses of COVID-19, because we've seen some of the, you know, laws that were passed here to fight COVID-19 being lifted in some places when people now have what they call herd immunity, or if they've had their two jabs. So they wanted to the government to address that issue. So it would be interesting to see what stance the government would take. But I think the statement that we saw coming from the health minister, Mr. Chiwenga, saying that, you know, they are aware that there is the Indian variant in the country, people welcome that, to say at least the government is taking, you know, informing the public of what is going on.
Yes, Marvelous. So that's very interesting, that and other projects that the women are doing that are related to COVID-19. We'll be discussing all those in this show. Yebo-ke, kulabo abasanda ukusixhuma namhlanje lapha emsakazweni we-Studio 7. Leyi-ke yilo uhlelo lwethu olwe-Women's Roundtable, lapho-ke esilethulela indaba ezehlukeneyo ikakhulu eziphathelane labesifazana. Sikhangela ukuthi sikhuluma nje siphakathi kobhubhane lwe-COVID-19 ngesikhathi uhulumende ugatsha lwezempilakahle lusithi sikhuluma nje abantu asebahlaselwa yileli gciwane selokhu laqhamukayo ngomnyaka odluleyo ngomvimbitho sebesedlula ngathi sebefika phose inkulungwane ezingamachumi amane, i-38,500. So sele nje inkulungwane elengxenye ukuthi kufike kunkulungwane ezingamakhulu amane, 40,000. Njalo siyabona ukuthi ayisikho ukuthi yibo bonke laba abantu alokhu benjalo, abanye sebasila. Ngakho kulalokho kuthiwa ama-recoveries, labo asebalulamayo-ke bangu-36,000 bayedlula lelo nani, 36,300 amathathu enkulungwane lesithupha. Njalo selabulala abayinkulungwane lengxenye yalo, 1.5 selokhu laqhamukayo leli gcikwane. Siyabona njalo ukuthi kulohlelo-ke lokuthi abantu bemukele umjovo we-COVID-19. Njalo labo-ke sebesedlula inkulungwane ezingamakhulu ayisithupha, i-600,000, ngoba sebekudlula i-6.5. Sikhangela ukuthi abanye mhlawumbe bahlatshwe kanye bamelele ukuthi bayihlaba okwesibili kodwa esikuzwayo lapha okungani akuthabisi kakhulu yilokho ukuthi lanxa nje amanani engani ayehla kodwa ugatsha lwezempila kahle ngiphathe intambo obona ngezempila kahle umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga uthi we-COVID-19 lolo lutholakala kwele India solukhona eZimbabwe ukhona ekhwekhwe ofumanwe elalo yena phela kuthiwa i-virant leyo engajayelekanga ese-India ye-B1617 sikhona-ke kwele Zimbabwe njalo sikhumbule ukuthi uhulumente usethe abantu abavela kwamanye amazwe kuyamela beqale behlolwe njalo behlale bodwa kuma-quarantine centers nakuma-isolation centers bezibhadalela bona indleko lezo ukuze kubonakale ukuthi abala COVID-19 njalo abasoze bayisabalalise elizweni yikho-ke siyabe sikucubungula-ke lokho kathesi njalo sizezwa-ke silomhlonitshwa wethu sizakhuluma laye lapha ovela kumhlanganiso ye-Women of Zimbabwe Rise bayenza-ke ucwaningo ku-water on the heads of women sikhangela ukuthi balenze-ke ngesikhathi senisi se-COVID-19 nangokunye nje okuningi okuphathelane lalolu hlelo uzabe-ke esicubungulela lo mbiko ukuthi kuyini abakufumanayo kuyini okwenzakalayo yebo-ke marvelous
ayiwakho nawo bachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu tinokuchingamidza ini nhasi tiri kuenderera mberi tichikurukura pamusoro pedenda rechirwere checovid-19 tichitarisa zvakare zvakawanda zviri kuitika munyika panyaya yedenda irori tichange tiine munyarekani wedu ari pano watichange tiri kukurukura navo avo vakawanikwawo vachibayiwa nhomba yecovid-19 uye zvakare vari kurarama nedenda reHIV saka vachange vachitibatisa ipo pano kuti zvakamira sei uyezve zvii zvavanokurudzirawo vamwe vanhu kuti vaite vakatarisana nedenda irori tinotarisa zvakare kuti bazi rezveutano riri kutaura iro kuti pane vanhu vanodaudzira 600,000 vawanikwa vachibayiwa nhomba yecovid-19 munyika vachitaura ivo kuti pane vanhu vakabatwa necovid-19 vakatadza kukunda chirwere ichi vanodaudzira 1.5 uyezve vachitaura ivo kuti pari zvino pane chirwere chiya chiri kuindia variant yekuindia vari kuti yawanikwa mukwekwe uyezve vari kukurudzira kuti vanhu nyanya vanenge vachibva kunzvimbo dzakadai seindia pavanopinda munyika vabva vapinzwa muquarantine muquarantine umu vanhu ava vanenge vari kuzvibhadharira vega kana vachida kuitwa macovid-19 test vari kuzenge vachibhadhara avega kubva mupoketi yavo uyezve zvakataurwa nezuro kuti vamwewo vashanyi vanenge vachibva kunze kwenyika vachishanya muzimbabwe vachafanira kunge zvakare vachiwanikwa vachizvibhadharira kana vachinge vachiswa muisolation nekuti vari kuti ivo vari kuda kuti denda iri risawanikwe richipararira vakataura zvakare bazi rezveutano vachitaura ivo vachitaura kuna mai mutsvanga ndo vatakaona vachitaura ivo kuti ivo nekabhineti yese vanga vawirirana kuti zvakakosha kuti vachapinda munyika pari zvino kana usina certificate iya yekuti uri covid-19 negative yaitorwa 48 hours unofanira kuwanikwa uchizvitesta nemari yako wega kana uchipinda muisolation wobva wapinda zvakare nemari yako wega asi vamwe vanga vari kuda kubvunzawo kuti ko vaye vanenge vari kubva kunyika kwavakawanikwa vachibayiwa nhomba dzecovid-19 dzese dziri mbiri kana imwe chete yekuzvidzivirira zvichafamba sei saka ndo zvimwe zvatakatarisa takamirira kuti tione kuti zvichafamba sei asi pari zvino regai tibva tachingamidza munyarikani wedu wokutanga amai atendai Westerhof vari pano regai tinzwe kubva kwavari kuti ivo zvakamira sei panyaya iyi yedenda recovid-19 kwavari kuzimbabwe tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro
tinotenda manheru mangwanani masikati kune vanhu vese vakateerera ndokutaura ndiri kukadoma chirwere checovid ichi tese tiri kupuhwa infomesheni yakakwana iri kubuda pazvivhitivhiti imwe iri kubuda mumaredhiyo nepamatiivhi nemumapepanhau kuti vanhu vari kukurudzirwa kuti vabayiwe nhomba yecovid-19 ini pandiri pano ndakatobayiwa nhomba iyi ndane mwedzi miviri ndabayiwa nhomba yokutanga nenhomba yechipiri ndinonzwa zvakanaka nokuti zvinoita kuti ndidzivirirwe kubva kucovid-19 uye kuti kana ndikazobata utachiona hwecovid handizonyanyisi kurwara zvakanyanyisa zvakanyanya zvinofanana nemunhu uya anenge asina kubayiwa nhomba iyi uye kana munhu wabayiwa hauzokwanisi kuparadzira COVID-19 kune vamwe munharaunda kana vanhu vaunogara navo. Saka tinokurudzira kuti vanhu vese vaende vanobaiwa. Nhomba idzi dziri kupuwa pachena nehurumende. Hazvisina basa kuti unogara kupi, mazera ese evanhu, kunyanya vanhu vese vari above 18 years vari kubayiwa nhomba iyi. Vanhu vakwegura vari kukurudzirwa kubayiwa nhomba iyi. Vanhu vanorarama nouchachiona hweHIV vari kukurudzirwa kubayirwa nhomba iyi. Nevanhu vane mamwe atinotaya maunderlying conditions vari kukurudzirwa kubayiwa nhomba iyi. Saka ini ndinoti vanhu havafani kutya. Hanjei nouwandu hwedu pese pane nhomba iyi pairi kubayiwa, toona kuti tabayiwa isu nevadikani vedu vatinogara navo munharaunda kuitira kuti.
But Nechirungu, can you just tell us about your experience of the COVID-19 vaccine? Currently, there are a lot of people who've been asking questions, especially women living with certain conditions. What's your take and how was the experience for you?
Okay, I'm living with HIV for the last 18 years or so, and I'm among the first people who were really vaccinated with this condition of HIV. And when I was vaccinated, I really felt good, and I encouraged my peers, women living with HIV, and all other people who are living with HIV to get the COVID jab. It's good for our health because we are also vulnerable to the COVID-19 virus like anyone else. So the fact that one is an underlying condition like being HIV positive or diabetes, etc., etc., it's irrelevant. Apparently, people with those underlying conditions are actually encouraged to be vaccinated for COVID-19. Information is being disseminated on radio, on TV, in all our native languages, and it's being disseminated even in the newspapers. People are reading, and I think we do have roadshows as well that are happening to continue to ensure that COVID-19 information and information around vaccines reaches to the very people who need it, and that everyone is aware of the importance of being vaccinated for COVID-19. We need to get more people to take up these vaccines so that as a country we become safe from COVID. And the only prevention of COVID-19 right now, which is known, is to get this vaccination. Because if you are vaccinated when you catch the coronavirus, your chances of getting terminally ill are very slim as compared to someone else who is not vaccinated. Therefore, people must not fear. It's important to protect yourself. It's important to protect me. It's important to protect everyone. Mm-hmm. And everyone is safe until everyone is vaccinated. So, yes, we welcome this program of vaccination. And we just hope that people will come out in their numbers and go to these centers where the vaccination is being offered. It's for free. You don't buy anything. And the process is very, very simple. You simply go with your ID. They record you. You get vaccinated. You get your certificate. So this is the chance of a lifetime, you know, and anyone who has access to this vaccine should get them. And we are advocating that we should have more vaccines so that every adult who needs the vaccine should have access to it. Thank you
very much there. While I wait for Star to come back, Star, over to you.
Yebo, siyabonga marvelous besizwa ke lapho ke omnye umhlonishwa wethu othi yena uphila legcikwane lengculaza le-HIV njalo ukhuthaza abantu ukuthi bayehlaba umuthi wokuvikela leli gcikwane nomkhuhlane we-COVID-19 ama-vaccinations elasaqhubeka elizweni. Sesiyamukela njalo ke umhlonitshwa wethu owesibili unkosazana Magodo Ngamahlangu owenhlanganiso ye-Women of Zimbabwe Arise, iWoza. Siyakwamukela ke kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga kakhulukazi uba lami ngaleli ntanga.
Yebo ke, as we can see, you recently launched a report which says water on the heads of women And it was done during this COVID-19 pandemic. If you can briefly summarize for us exactly why you did this research and what exactly in summary you came up with.
We basically did this research because we noticed that as much as we're asking people to social distance and stay indoors, in Bulawayo we had water crisis, so women were the ones having that burden, where the water was on top. In search of water, it's not a problem, it's a question of pushing, there's shoving, there's long queues, there's all sorts of things to access that water. And then women were saying they are not even able to practice hygienic tendencies at home because we don't have water. So we realized that most alternative sources that were being used by people, by households, were boreholes and authorized source of waters where people just go there and get water wherever they could get it. And the challenges that came with that, especially for women, if in that, when they're trying to have their hygienic needs, cooking, their home care, basically duties, it was a challenge for them.
Yes, and how is this linked to the COVID-19 pandemic, your research and your findings?
It's very much lengthy because when you're talking about COVID regulations, you're talking about regular washing of hands. You cannot talk about a sanitizer in Zimbabwe because people are very poor, the economic hardships that people are facing. So they will have to have water, and that water was not there. And the water, even let's take COVID away, the pandemic away, it is very unhygienic for people to recycle water. You find that some households, they're saying that for them to eat, to cook, prepare a meal, they will prepare the meal, wash their hands in one basin, and then reuse that water that they've used to wash their hands to rinse the place. And then those places are used. Already we are talking about a health hazard. And in terms of COVID, that's how the virus spreads. And also the regular cleaning of the houses, the use of the toilets, all those things, the facilities. So it became a challenge for women to observe social distances and also to try to be in lockdown, especially during level 5, because they spend most of the time they spend outdoors looking for water, in search of water.
Yes, and you also mentioned some hygienic challenges that face women, maybe that are exclusive to women and children. Which ones are those which you discovered in your...
It was very sad and really traumatizing for us as we're analyzing this questionnaires, where we realized that women are resorting to unhealthy tendencies, where especially during the monthly periods, they will just have to use whatever they use, and then they dry it in the sun and they reuse it. And others came up with a method of where they introduced the contraceptive pills. You know, they will take the white line and then skip the brown line, even for their little girls, so that they cannot go on monthly periods. Those are the things that we realize that they are really tormenting women, that they have to take such measures that can even affect the fertility or the long health of their children, of their girls, of their young girls. So the young girls were introduced to this contraceptive pills, not for the purpose of, so that they can skip their monthly period. And the other thing we noticed, which is where the hygienic that the report came up with, is that the use of tins or plastic bags, and then they will use that, and then in the evening they'll go and throw that in the bush. The health hazard there again comes into play. And we also had challenges whereby women as mothers caring for young children with weak bladders, they will urinate in their blankets. They will have to dry those blankets without washing them. And then the bad smell, the stench of that urine is all over the house. And there was a lot of domestic violence also that was experienced by women, as the alternative sources of water, like the kiosks, the boreholes, are manned by men. And then most cases, women, even men, say that women are asked for sexual favors to access water, which is very unfortunate.
Yeah, kuyezwakala. Ungasifinqela njalo ngolimi lesiNdebele ukuthi kuyini kahle kahle elakufumanayo ucwaningo lweni lolo Yes, interesting that you also found in your report that there is some correlation between what Janai Westerhof was also saying on the people living with HIV. Right, coming back to your report, before we get to the recommendations, did you find out if the stakeholders, the local authorities and Zinwa or others are really trying their best to intervene.
For the city council, we can say they are trying their best, but their best isn't enough because it's not adequate. As you will notice that in the same water sources that have been supplying Bulawayo have remained the same since I think we attained independence. We have just had, if you have new dams, they are not that many. And the Shangane Water Dam project is not really moving that fast. And the quantity of volumes that is coming in is not adequate. So we have a challenge where they've come up with other alternatives like the water kiosks, the water bowsers, which further burden women and the rights holders, the residents, where they have to queue. And as for the water bowsers, at times very the delivery of the water is very unreliable. It's just, it's not a regular time. They say, they will tell you on Tuesday, but at times it doesn't come. Or people will queue from morning until evening and they have got back home. So the water challenges in Bulawayo, we need a long-term solution rather than the short-term measures of water kiosks and water pauses. It doesn't cut it because it's a non-problem. That means maybe we need the central government that is responsible for supplying raw water to come up with more water dams to supply raw water to Bulawayo.
Yes, and what other recommendations did you come up with, and to whom did you address them to, and did you actually hand them over to say, this is what we found, can this be done?
Yes, as we were doing the research in the communities, where we were finding issues from the community, to also engaging the Bulawayo City Council and the central government that deals with water, which highlighting all these problems, and they were telling us we've done this, and but we're saying, look, your interventions are falling short because you know this is a crisis. It's not even enough. But we're talking about the Zambeza Water Project, that if we could have that green belt and even the Kwaishangani Dam, if it can be utilized and move fast, people can start having water. But you are seeing that at times there's too much talk and then not much action. Because the quantities of the challenge is the raw water that is flowing into the city council. Because the Bulawayo City Council is only responsible for the potable water into the taps, not for the raw water.
Kuyini ke eselaku esingathi lifuna ukuthi kwenziwe njalo la kunika ziphi iziphathamandla.
Iziphathamandla ze City Council yakobulawayo besivele sisebenzisana labo esikuthola sibuze sibabuze ukuthi kathi ama-water kiosk ahamba njani, konke lokhu kuhamba njani, abantu bayaswela amanzi. Basebesitshela basichasele ukuthi hayi thina vele ukuthi amanzi lathina umlando wethu ngokuthi silinike amanzi ezimpompini. Amanzi isosi yamanzi esingathi i-raw water lapho asuka khona umlando we-central government. So ukukhulumisana kwethu e-central government konke le city council yakobulawayo, sikubonile ukuthi imizamo yabo kayiyenele, ngoba ngananzela kakhulu esikhangela ihlangothi kahulumende kulokudonsa, kulokudonda, akula sifiso sokuthi udaba lwamanzi lokwabulawayo liphele. Iminyaka yonke nje kuyakhulunywa ngokuthi iproject eShangani, ngoba sizabala locwaningo ukuthi sizafika khona ngalathi ukuthi bangafa babe-ripota bathi esenze lokhu lalokhu, kodwa usiyafika on the ground uthola ukuthi akwenziwanga. So kulo macathelana oba khona okwenza kulokho kubophe u-City Council wakobulawayo ukuthi yena angasiniki amanzi eneleyo, ngoba umlando ka-City Council ukuthola athola amanzi i-raw water awahlambulule awanikeze izakhamizi zakabulawayo. Kodwa kuyabe sila lokho ngoba bavele bawamukela emalutshwane, okutho sokubangela khona lokuthi singatholi amanzi ahlanzekileyo. So also esikurekhomenda kakhulukazi ukuthi udaba lwamanzi balithathe lube serious. Njalo esikubekayo kakhulu ngalanzela sikhulumaka ngokuthi i-Human Rights Press approach ukuthi ona uhulumende kumele abekwazi ulo mlandu ukuthi asinike amanzi, ngoba amanzi alilungele singakhala constitution yeZimbabwe section 377. It's not like they are doing us a favor. Umlandu wabo ukuthi basinike lawo amanzi. So siyafuna lawo manzi abe khona. Indlela ezingayizitshi abe khona ubulawo leyo khula amadamu kumbe izakhiwo ama-sources amanzi asaplaya ubulawayo nayo kumele ngawaqheliswa. Asikhulumene siqede izihambe ezizotha project esiyi-100 years. Sikhulumene ngeShangane, ngekwayishangane dam i-acquire elokhu isenziwa ngama-percentage ngama-percentage balanzela amanzi esiwathola evela khona ngalo malutshane kakhulukazi ukuthi nxa but kula amanzi avele khona walokuthi nxa singa-pumping i-pressure ima ingaba khona le system ingaba khona iengezwe udubo lwamanzi kobulawelo ngaphose liphele.
Yebo ke sibonge kakhulu unkosazana Magodo Ngamahlangu ke lapho besichasisela ke ngocwaningo abalenzayo ukuziphathelane lamanzi. Yebo ke sizabuyela kuye njalo sicubungula okuningi ke okunye siza kukhangela ngalolu cwaningo kanye lakutshoyo ngomkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Over to you, Marvelous.
Thank you so much. Pamusoro pemamiriro akaita nyaya yekunetsa kwemvura. Vanotiwo pane study yavakaita uyezve vari kuona kuti pane nyaya yekunetsa kwemvura munzvimbo yeBulawayo nedzimwe nharaunda dziri pedo neipapo. Tombodzokera kwamuri amai Tendai Westerhofu. Saka tomboti kune vamwe vakateerera pari zvino vari kuraramawo nedenda iri reHIV/AIDS. Panyaya yenhomba iyi yeCOVID-19 mungavaudza kuti chii?
Nyaya ndinoda kungokurudzira vamwe vangu vanorarama nei, tinobayiwa ngatiudze dzimwe shamwari dzedu chiende tinobayiwa, ngatiudze mhuri dzedu chiende tinobayiwa. Nhomba iyi yakanakira munhu wese ndokuti tipedze kupararira kwedenda reCOVID. Uye pamusoro pazvo tine mamwe matanho anotaurwa atinofanirwa kutora: nyaya yekugeza maoko, kusanitaiza, nyaya yesocial distancing yekusangomira padyo nepadyo, nyaya yekuramba takapfeka maface mask edu, nenyaya yekungoita maunnecessary movement, nenyaya yemagathering, yekurega kuita magathering, ndokuti tipedze kupararira kwechirwere ichi cheCOVID-19. Hatizivi kuti chichagara nesu kwenguva yakadii, kasi ndiri kufara nezviri kuitika munyika kuti mavaccines ako, nhomba iriko, uye vanhu vari kubatwa nechirwere ichi vavashoma, vari kuramba vachiderera kuratidza kuti programu yehurumende iyi iri kushanda zvakanaka. Saka umwe noumwe munhu zvinenge zvakanaka kuti afambise mashoko ekuti vanhu vatore nhomba nokutevedzera maguidelines atakapuwa senyika anoita kuti tidzivirire COVID. Sezvandambotaura ndakwadzokorodza futi, kugeza maoko kwatinoti hand sanitizing, kupfeka mask, kusangoungana panzvimbo zvisina kodzi, zvisina panzvimbo makawandisa, kunhamo kana mamitingi mucommunity kana pane dzimwe nzvimbo anenge aine vanhu vakawanda haatenderwi. Ngatiite mamitingi edu nezvakataurwa kuti nhamba dzevanhu 30-50, uye tichiita social distancing. Nyaya yokusangoungana. Saka tikatora matanho akadaro iwayo, tinopedza COVID. Uye munhu kana asuspekta kuti ane COVID, ngaakasire kuenda kunoonekwa kuchipatara nokuzvikasira kuzvisudurudza pane vamwe, kuzviita self-quarantine, ndokuti chirwere ichi chisarambe chichipararira. Saka ndinoti nhomba iyi yakanaka, handei tinobayiwa, ngatikurudzira kuti tinobayiwa nhomba iyi ndiko kuti tipedze dambudziko iri reCOVID-19. Mapirisi eBrown ayaya zvezvichokonzerwa kuti sometimes maservices ekubatsira anenge asipo akakwana. Saka ndo zvimwe zvinhu zvatiri kuda kuona madzimai anorarama nautachiona vachibatsirwa nazvo: economic empowerment, mabasa emaoko, mabasa ekuita mari, income generation project, nezvekuti madzimai ngave neaccess kuinformation, information yese yeCOVID neinformation yesexual health. Kuti okay, maside effects mamwe anouya kana munhu kutumwa mushonga ukaregera kumwa mushonga anenge ari api, kuitira kuti madzimai varambe vachiziva. Toda kuti varambe vachipuwa information iyoyi kuti varambe vachiziva.
Ko, vanenge vachida kukubatsirai nezvamataura izvi vanokuonai kupi?
Isusu tiri based kunokurimuka kukadoma, asi vanoda kutitumira email address yedu is PAPWCZ @gmail.com. Saka anenge achida vanenge vachida kubatsirwa kubva kwatiri kana kuziva nezvibato redu vanongotumira email kuaddress iyoyo ndo zviri nyore nekuti mazivano vanhu vari kukurudzirwa kushanda vari mudzimba kana ofisi yedu takatomboivhara nokuti hatina aya atinoti maPPE saka tinotya kuti tinozoisa vanhu pariski kuti vanhu vangorambe vachiungana muofisi zuva nezuva.
Maybe if you can say the same in English, that for someone listening out there, especially women and young girls, and they may be living with HIV, what's your, like, what would you tell them in regards to this COVID-19 vaccine?
Yes, I would say to them that we are all vulnerable like any other people. The fact that we also have an underlying condition makes us even more vulnerable. Therefore, we encourage each other, encourage my peers to go for the COVID jab, to be vaccinated for COVID-19. And the vaccination alone should also be complemented with following the guidelines that we were educated on. That is hand sanitizing, washing of hands, wearing of face mask, wearing our face mask properly. Sometimes you find a person wearing a face mask, but the nose is not covered.
Yes.
So we need to wear our face mask properly and to practice social distancing and avoiding crowded places and avoiding unnecessary movement. And those who need to be vaccinated should get the vaccine. That is the only way we can beat COVID-19. We don't know for how long it's going to be amongst us. But I'm so happy with the progress that the country is making. We are hearing now that the cases of new cases of COVID-19 are declining, and even critical cases of people dying from COVID-19 are also declining. We can go for days without any reported deaths, which means the program for the government is working well to protect its citizens against COVID-19. So I encourage women living with HIV, people living with HIV, to take the jab and to encourage their peers to also take the jab. That's the only way we can prevent the further spread of this disease, avoiding crowded places, avoiding unnecessary movement. And I encourage us to work remotely in our organization, Pan-African Positive Women's Coalition. We actually closed our office temporarily until we are so sure of this COVID-19 situation, because we don't have personal protective equipment, and our office is right in the community, so we just took.
We are hearing there from Tendai Westerhof. She was actually on the phone in Kadoma, where she has been telling us about some of the issues that they are facing as an organization, and she was actually saying they are encouraging their workers to work remotely. But also, maybe, Star, before I hand over to you, I spoke to a lady friend of mine who came from here and traveled to Zimbabwe to ask about these COVID-19 regulations that the government has just instituted. I asked her exactly what she went through after leaving America to get to Zimbabwe. So here's what she had to say.
Kana munhu achinge achikwira ndege achibva kuAmerica, before atombopinda mundege macho, vanotokuvhunza COVID-19 certificate yako, kuti tipe certificate yako before you board the plane. Kana usina certificate iyoyo, uchikwira ndege yekuuya kuno kuZimbabwe, haukwanise kukwira ndege. Uchisvikawo muno muZimbabwe, vanosvikokuvhunza zvakare kuti tiri kuda certificate. Munotomira mumulaini muchilenda masvika, mumira mumulaini movapa macertificate. Kana usina certificate yeCOVID, unoenda unokwarantainwa wobva wanzi utestwe. Asi izvi unozviita at your own expense. Government has kuita matest emahara. Vazhinji vari kutesta kunoku vari kuZimbabwe vanotesta $60, ende inofanira kunge iri PCR test yaunofanira kuitwa. Iya inonzi inofanira kubuda maresults at least 48 hours usati wakwira ndege. Zve 72 hours zviya zvichabvumwa kwakunzi 48 hours usati wakwira ndege unofanira kunge uine certificate yako ye COVID inenge ichiratidza kuti hauna COVID uye unenge uri COVID 19 negative. Vamwewo matesti ndakazonzwa kuchinzi kana uchinge uchienda kune dzimwe nyika dzakaita sana Netherlands, pane imwe test yavanoita yekudrawa blood, iyoyo yekutarisa maantibodies zvakare. Ndo imwe test iri kuitwa iyoyo kuti kunyange uine COVID-19 certificate yako, asi kana uchinge uchienda kuNetherlands vanoda test iyoyo.
Mm-hmm. So we're hearing there from Gladys Jadagu, who's actually a Zimbabwean who's based here in the United States, but she visited home and she's actually still in Zimbabwe. So she was explaining that when she got to Zimbabwe, she was required to have a certificate which was 48 hours valid, not 72 as before. And she said, if it's not 48 hours, then you need to have a PCR test, which is at your own expense. And that test takes 48 hours to also come out. So you have to now be isolated at your own expense. So she was just explaining what she went through and what we're seeing also the government saying they are going to be doing as of now until I'm not sure at what time to enable to make sure that the people in the country are protected. We saw Canada are doing the same, but I think in Canada they were literally preventing people from getting in and bringing in the COVID-19, the different variants into Canada. So they literally closed down the country. Sir.
Yebo ke, ngiyabona kubalulekile ngempela lokho imniningwane okumela abantu beyilandile. Nxa bengena elizweni bevela kwamanye amazwe, indlela uhulumende ayabona ngayo ukuthi abaphatheli ilizwe igcikwane le-COVID-19. Ngakho-ke kunemizamo-ke emningi yokuthi umuntu ahlolwe ayenze konke nje okuningi. Sesibuya njalo kuwe Nkosazana Magodo Mahlangu. In your report, besides the water issue, did you come across any other, very apparent problems that people are facing concerning COVID-19, whether they are linked to water or not?
Yeah, COVID on ability yabolelwe leZimbabwe uhulumende wamane nje wamemezela ukuthi selihlale ezindlini. Awuzange ube le mizamo yokuthi khona abantu iningi leZimbabwe siyakwazi bazisebenza, bathengisa, bahamba lapha lalaphana, wathahlala nezindlini. Akula muntu okwacabangela ukuthi khona uhulumende akazange asicabangele ukuthi khona mhlambe laba abantu nje babephila ngokuzisebenza bazaphila ngani. So uthole ukuthi abantu bayafa ngezindlala ezindlini, abalamanzi, abalakudla. Sasasinanzela futhi ukuvala kwemingcele khona lokhu usizo belivela kudiaspora, sikade ngama-diaspora rapid tests ebengasafinyeleli. So abantu abanye vele bebephila ngokuthi abale mkhuhlane ama-chronic illnesses ukuthi bahlala basemaphilisini, imali yabo ukuthi bathenge wamaphilisi lapha eZimbabweni athengekanga i-forex ngerandi kumbe nge-US kumbe ngepula. So kuthiwa ukuvalwa kwemingcele laphana wathola ukuthi khona imali lezi kasisabuyi, abantu bagqasha ukuthi bawaswele amaphilisi lawo ngoba imali bengaselayo ukuthi bathenge. Sisinanzela futhi khona lapho ukudla, ushoda kokudla, ushoda kwamaphilisi, konke nje lokuthi nxa abantu befuna ukuya esibhedlela bengasafinyeleli ukuthi bahambe esibhedlela ngoba i-transport yona ngayo ibisiba ne-problem. Le ncwadi zokuthi aze zidingakala zinzana ukuthi yona ufune ukuya esibhedlela ngoba kula abanye abantu akabathaya sibikile kuthwele amabhukuna lawa ibhuku lakho lesibhedlela umsotsha wathi amfundanga mna ngikwazi ukubala wabathaya abantu ababesiyabe esibhedlela. So zingezinye izindlela ezithi ukwephulwa kwamalungelo oluntu luba khona lisetshenziswa i-COVID. Uthole abantu nxa ungelancwadi kulokuthi uphendise ohanjiswe endlini, uyaqala utshaye kumbe uqala uhlaliswe. Uhlala khomphana khona khona ngokwakho libuthaniswa, aliqhelelenanga umkhuhlane we-COVID uba wesi. Esikhathini balode ezimoteni bahanjiswe bo-central khona ngale ngobuningi bawo. So kulokuthelelana kwe-COVID kakhulu. Kodwa sesinganzela khona ukuthi nxa sikhuluma nge-COVID sikhuluma ngokuthi abantu bahlale begeza. Kathesi sikhuluma amanzi bengaphumi ezimpompini. Kodwa amabhili alokhu ebuya abantu babhadala, babhadalelana nalaba bantu. Yikho okunye okungani kuyahlupha khona ukuthi abantu basesikweledini ezinkulu kakhulukazi. I-City Council yabelesithi abantu bayasikweleda, bayasikweleda kodwa e-Port Center amanzi la bayasebenzisana. Sesinganzela futhi okunye ukuthi wona u-City Council bethi nxa elethe amanzi lapha kade kuya khona khona after 14 days or 18 days. Bebewalethe busuku ngabo 12 asos cutting your mamma's in a little to go and up my panning and pumping. So I'm as a puma by the town, what was I ever the same? We love the interesting. Mutazing is like to sit council of Melabas and Zay, the Puliman, Maskuma and Covid's come and lockdown. Empires are bandits of a same gozing. Bona, I said this, I buy me a bandit and a city's cutting jar.
Yes, so Umanke is a little and jar, would she? Mhlawumbe kukhona ezinye impawu esingazicubungulanga ezikhona kucwaningo lweni singabe sizijiye kuyini okunye okuseleyo ongathanda ukukungezelela
okukhona ukuthi khona singananzelela kobulawayo ukuthi abantu abaningi uswelakala kwamanzi kwenze abantu bahamba bangena iganga besikha amanzi akade engalunganga esikhathini kulendawo njengekhawuthi bakule amaxhaphozi amanzi nalana yodwa esisetshenziswa okungangokuthi ngokungena ke expose abantu kumini imkhuhlane enjengabo cholera njengabo typhoid o diarrhea abantu bebesegula ngayo ngazo nezindlela so udaba lamanzi so into esingathi khona ingaswelakala njalo kukhakathilisa abantu belaya sinesisanzeka lesikolweni lapha kuthi ukuvula kwesikolo sikhuluma nje ngathi sikubulawayo abantwana laba kuhamba ngamanzi esikolo ukuthi bayinatha kwezinye isikolo bayalisa abantwana ukuthi basebenzise izambu zesikolo ngoba zinga amanzi okuthiwa flash ebengenawo so into ezihlukumezayo nezi ezithola ukuthi ena amanzi vele wona ngokwa-covid konke akula ma-sanitizer akula manzi pho abantu baphila ngomusa kankulunkulu
yebo ke kuyezwakala if you can briefly summarize again in English as to what are the challenges you found out concerning COVID-19 and whether they were linked to your report or just independent.
Yeah, the challenge that we found is that when the COVID-19 hit Zimbabwe, there was just a pronouncement of level 5 staying lockdown. There were no other alternative measures to make sure that people still can earn a living. Because most of the people survived by through vending, informal trading. So what has happened is that during the lockdown, the closure of the borders deprived people of those who were surviving on diaspora remittances for their livelihood, for food, for medication. Most of the people, medication is sold in US or in Rand or in Pula in Zimbabwe. So they could not get those. So it meant that they would default. And even accessing those who are HIV positive, accessing the centers for them to get their medication, it was difficult because the secret forces would. And there was an incident in April 2020 where people were just beaten by soldiers in town because they couldn't. They were just carrying books, their medication books, because they don't have cards, books. So those books, the soldiers refused to read them and said, we are illiterate, you cannot read, and they beat people. And the challenge that we, the abuses that we're seeing, that when they are made to sit, there's no social distancing. They're just exposed. And then at times they are made to walk to the police station or you are handcuffed together. So there's no social distancing. So these are the challenges that you are saying. Yes, we have the pandemic. Yes, we've got the limitations of rights, but that does not mean that we cease to have rights. And the other challenge that you are noticing now, despite having gone for 1 year without water from the taps, the water bills are still coming and the city council is demanding that. So these are the challenges that you've been on lockdown, you've not had no water, and now the bills are very high. They're supposed to pay that. And the other thing we're noticing that every time when there's no water shedding, whether weekly or fortnightly, when the water comes to the taps, it's at night. And at night, most women, when I'm talking about night, I'm talking about mid after midnight, 1 a.m., 4 a.m., 3 a.m. Those are odd hours where, and with the current economic hardships where a lot of crime has increased. People cannot go out, just out and fetch water. Because normally when water comes at night, as soon as that's to our laundry. These are the times to your laundry. So we are saying city council should need to be very conscious and gender sensitive that the people who most use water mostly are women and they cannot risk going outdoors. Because most of the tips are outdoors, they're not indoors.
Very interesting. Before I go to our other guest, we saw that there's another organization, Bulawayo Water Action also doing almost a similar project. Are you working with other organizations, or these are separate reports? Because they were also mentioning sexual harassment of women in these water lines.
Yes, we are aware that especially the Matabele Institute for Human Rights, we know that Kumbo Maposa is the coordinator there. We have shared our books with them. What we did with the reports, we have shared with, we realized that our issues are interlinked. So we said, so we are in a process of trying to come together and say, let us approach the duty bearers, and then we speak with one voice. But even though we did this research differently, they speak to the same, our findings are the same, which is a good thing, but we need to harness our energy and work together, and we are in the process of doing that.
Yes, very interesting, the observations from Makotonga Mahlangu, Women of Zimbabwe. Arise, over to you, Marvelous.
Thank you very much, Lisa. Very interesting contribution there coming from WOZA. We're hearing some of the projects that they're doing, and they seem to be dovetailing also with what we're hearing Maitendai Westerhof talking about here, about some of the issues or challenges that women were facing during COVID-19 in the country. Jotsoka kwamuri mai Westerhof kuti muchitipa mazwenye kupedzisira. Tichenda mberi uko zvii zvamungada kuona zvichiitwa nehurumende panyaya dzekubatsira madzimai nyanya anorarama neutachiwana hweHIV panguva ino yeCOVID-19.
Tiri kuda kuona madzimai vachiitawo access kumamicrofinancing iriko, maloan ari kupuhwa kune vamwe, kuti madzimai anorarama neutachiona vakwanisewo kurarama kuchengeta mhuri dzavo, maloan asina collateral. Toda kuona tichivadzidzisa mabasa emaoko kuna avo vasingashandi muformal employment, mabasa emaoko ekuti vakwanise kuzviriritira nekuriritira mhuri dzavo. Nyaya yemahealth services ngaauye kuvanhu, nyaya dzePMTCT tinodzikurudzira zvikuru kumadzimai vanorarama neutachiona. Pavanongoziva kuti ane nhumbu chete, tinoti ngaaende kuhospital ipapo, kukliniki ipapo, abva anonyoresa kuitira kuti mwana arida kuzoberekwa uyo adzivirirwe kubva muhutachiona hweHIV, uye nokuona kuti vamai vachatakura mwana uyo vanodzivirirwawo vachiramba vaine hutano hwakanaka. Saka tinoda kuona futi nyaya yamaprogramu nemainterventions ekupedza umherizhonga mudzimba achisimbiswa, nokuti madzimai vakawanda vari kubatira HIV nepamusana pemhirizhonga dziri mudzimba yatinoti gender based violence, nenyaya yekupedza machild marriages mune dzimwe nzvimbo dzenyika. Vana vesikana vechidiki ava vachiri kuroodzwa, vamwe vari kuroodzwa, vamwe vari kuripiswa ngozi, vamwe vari kuitwa vari kuroodzwa kuvarume vanenge vaine vakadzi vakawanda. Satikuda zvirongwa zvekuti vana vachiri vechidiki ngavakurudzirwe kuti vaende kuchikoro, ngatiite masafety nets vaende kuchikoro, nokuti kana mwana akaenda kuchikoro zvinozorejusa mukana wake wekuti abatire chirwere cheHIV. Naizvozvo tinoti mishonga ngaisvike kuvanhu, madzimai ngaawane mavhasins nhomba dzeCOVID-19 dzatiri kutaura nezvadzo, ivo nemhuri dzavo, baba nevamwe vari mumhuri vawane macovid-19 vhasins. Hatisati tambonzwa pachitaurwa nenyaya dzevana vesas COVID-19, asi mukuziva kushoma kwandinoita, vana vadiki havabayiwi nhomba yeCOVID-19. Hatisati tanyatsonzwa information iyoyo ichibuda. Kasi tiri kuti vamai vabereki vanova ndo vanhu vakuru mumhuri ngavabayiwe majekiseni eCOVID-19. Isu basa rebato retu zedu repan-African women's organize Pan-African Positive Women's Coalition Pan-African Positive Women's Coalition Zimbabwe tiri very apolitical, hatiiti nyaya dzematongerwo enyika. Tinotaura nezvenyaya dzakatarisana noutano hwamadzimai. Saka tiripo pakubatsira madzimai kuti vararame neHIV vachive neutano hwakanaka, nokuvakurudzira kuita mabasa emaoko, nokuvakurudzira kupi.
We're hearing there from Tendai Westerhof speaking about some of the some of the issues that her organization is handling, and she says the organization is not political, it's apolitical. So she says their role is to give awareness to women living with HIV. But unfortunately, her network didn't continue, so we couldn't hear her. But for those that are just joining us, I think we're actually coming to the end of our program. You know, I'm just waiting for my co-host, Star. Kuti ndiendere mberi nchitini aiwa apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna amai tendai Wester Hofu vanorarama ivo nedenda reHIV asi vari kutaura kuti vanhu ngavabayiwe nhomba yeCOVID-19 uye vachitaura ivo kuti sangano ravanoshandira isangano risina kwarakarerekera rinongoita chete zvokutaura nenyaya dzekuti madzimai vanorarama neCOVID-19 neHIV vangaite sei panguva ino yedenda reCOVID-19 sir.
Yebo ke marvelous lapho besizwa ke unkosikazi Tendai Westerhof yenothi uphila negcikwane lengculaza esichasisela ke ukuthi abantu benze njani ukuvikela leli gcikwane. Sesibuya kuwe njalo nkosazana Mahlangu. If you can explain to us as we are talking now, what's the situation like concerning water? What is the situation like in the townships? We understand it's better. Is this what you are seeing?
Yes, it's better for those that are in the low-lying areas, but those that are in the high-lying areas, they are not still don't have water. I think they are in their 18th month now. For instance, I will talk about the Makoto Reservoir, where they are looking at the houses that are direct adjacent to the reservoir. Those people are not getting water, and those are the people are still going to boreholes. Those are people are still coming to where low-lying areas and getting water. And for the challenge is now is that the billing system doesn't factor in that I'm assisting my fellow resident with water. So the bill gets high. But there's no way as a human being that I can deny someone getting water. We are still giving out that water, which is another thing that we need to lobby the council on. Amanzi athines abalabo esihlala endaweni eziphansi atholakala lapho kuqanze khona atholakala anyama plates nama plates kaatholi manzi bese sinanzela futhi khona ukuthi khona isingakhangela isigcini samanzi esigudu ukuthi amanzi semagodo lesi esinika abantu kulezi ndlu ezikhangelene khompana vele ezisalvation ezikhangelene khompana directly lesigcini samanzi abatholi manzi laba bantu ngoba ipressure ivele ilaw so laba bantu ngumakhelwane bethu ngeke sibancisha amanzi basuka ke khona ngale bazocela kithi amanzi kumbe bayilayinini esiboraneni. Esiboraneni kulokhu kulohlupho lokuthi kulabantu abalima khona abalimayo bayofuna ukuthelela ukuze bathole ukuziphilisa ngoba basiphilisa khonapho, so kuyadala ingxabane khonakhana. So khonakhona engathi ngoma ukuthi ona amanzi angeke ngiwancithi umakhelwane engelawo siyabanika, kodwa ibhili yamanzi ibeyayiqansile ngokunye kuzamesixoxisane lapho sibonisane lesithi khansile ukuthi yathi njengoba kulezi ndlu ezingaphuma amanzi sebesiya kumnyaka wesibili lawo zezinto ezingaphuma amanzi, kodwa siyabanika lawo manzi. Iintlawulo zangikhona kumele luphathe lubone ukuthi no, ngoba manzi nziphi umakhelwane ongaphumelwanga amanzi ngiyisebenzisa umlando kasithi khansel. So uhulumente lesithi khansel kumele babone ukuthi bakuphatha njani usizo lwami i-community service engiyenza.
Yebo-ke siyabonga. Your last word-ke ngama-feature.
I would like to ask the authorities, especially the central government, that they need to really understand, because the Bulawayo City Council has been talking about the water crisis, and the local government minister declined to declare the water crisis in Bulawayo. Apparently, it was going to affect investments, but we are saying they should not prioritize investment at the expense of lives, because water is a necessity, water is a need. And the water crises are really tormenting women. We are going to unknown places. We are really resorting to undignified ways of trying to earn a living, to survive because we don't have water. And it is unfortunate that most women in the report, they were saying that they were reprimanding their children for drinking water instead of encouraging them, which is really inhuman. So we need water. We need raw water so that council can give us potable water in our from our taps.
Yes, a strong closing there from one of our guests, Makoto Mamashang of Women of Zimbabwe, Rise, coming to the end of our show. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga, until we meet again.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. Let's meet again on Let's Talk Gatikukureyi.